Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Wow, the audience is really close to me this particular episode. So I guess I won't have to stand up to go talk to people in the audience. There's a dude right here. Don't peek at my notes, man, while I'm doing the show. Did I say, hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. I'd like to thank everyone who came to my shows last weekend in Eugene, Portland, and Bend, Oregon. And in Eugene, it was a particularly interesting show because people kept yelling, take it off, the whole time I was on stage. And then, like, later in the rest of the weekend, whenever I'd ask, why do people in Eugene keep saying, take it off, the response in Eugene and then in Portland and then in Bend was always, they would shrug and go, it's Eugene. Like, that's an explanation for why they would want to see, like, a fat stoner naked on stage. And now let's get into the show. My guests tonight are all stars of the Stars Channel TV series Party Down, which begins its second season on Friday, April 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Please welcome Adam Scott, Ken Marino, and Martin Starr, everybody. Yeah. Oh, shit. Ken Marino's drunk, first of all. So that could be a problem.
That's it.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you were doing that.
Thank you very much.
Wow. So we got some...
Jesus!
Woo! Oh, no! Yeah! Whole show's off the rails. I call Ken Marino drunk, and then I knock all my shit over. These are cool little
I'm a functioning things, right? Alcoholic.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you for being here. That was Ken Marino's voice. Hello, Adam Scott.
Hi. This isn't how I pictured it at all. As a fan of the podcast, I didn't picture a table at all.
Well, yeah, this is kind of like a panel, like you're about to answer questions about Tiger Woods. But it's in...
I would love
it's
to.
Like...
What
I have
what
my own theory about him, by the way.
Let's hear it.
Thousands of women threw themselves at him.
Right. At least thousands.
Why isn't he being commended for his restraint? He only slept with 15 of them, give or take.
It's a really good point.
Yeah. But what were you going to say, Adam, Scott?
I was just going to, I had a question about the table. What function does this table serve other than holding four microphones?
Tapas.
It's just every time, it's for the tapas parties that they have here at UCB and for all the shows they do here where they do improvised press conferences.
Okay.
And take questions from the audience. That's the entire show. Martin Starr is here also.
Hello. Hi, Douglas.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
And it's great to have you all here. Party Down was created by the great Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Not of Matchbox 20 fame.
Oh, never mind.
And tons and tons of reefer. We're talking about the more focused, great TV creating Rob Thomas, who did Veronica Mars was his show also.
Is Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, does he smoke a lot of pot?
That's the word on him, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, why would Carlos Santana let a white guy sing on a song? unless he were burning a lot of great shit, yeah.
It's all making sense now.
It's all coming together. And that's what I was saying is Veronica Mars was a Rob Thomas show, and that was one of my favorite shows. And Kristen Bell's appeared on Party Down and coming back again at some point this season, correct?
Yeah, she was on the season finale last year, and this year she comes back, I believe, in episode 7?
Sure.
As my girl. She's my girlfriend, but we clearly couldn't get her until episode 7 because I just kind of talk about her and talk on the phone with her up until the 7th episode. And then
until she was available.
She's a big movie star.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
Let's, you know.
I'm not denying that.
She's a big movie star.
For some reason, Martin is recusing himself from this part of the conversation. You just lean back like, I'm wearing camouflage. This is going to be good. No one needs to know that I'm here.
I didn't even see him there. Martin's here?
No, he's here. He's right here.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So for the uninitiated, if there are any, Party Down is about a catering team, group, company?
Either of the three.
All of them.
All of that. And have you guys, have any of you actually been caterers in real life? And how tired of you that question at press things?
Well, we do a lot of press things, so we're pretty tired of it.
I think this is the second press thing we've done.
Oh, okay. Well, now you can like prep for the next time. So, have you guys ever actually been caterers? Because that's the question they have to ask
every
time you
sit down and talk
about the
show. I don't think any of us actually have we?
No, I was a bartender.
Close enough.
Right. I was a mixologist. I went to a school where you actually took a class in mixology, and you learned all the, you know, detailed drinks that nobody orders.
Yeah, they got lots of them, right?
Like a grasshopper.
That's a classic.
I love a grasshopper.
You like the grasshopper?
What's in a grasshopper?
I have no idea. I took it when I was 19. It was like a $600 weekend course. You think they took my money?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they took it.
Mixologist? Is that really?
I had a plaque. Yeah, I was like, I had like a degree in mixology.
Did you? What happened
mixology?
To the plaque?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to college, and I'm an actor, so I gotta be a waiter. I'm not gonna be a waiter. I'm gonna be a bartender. So let me pay this guy $600 to teach me how to fucking mix a grasshopper, I'll know how to do it.
I'm just gonna say something. It sounds like when you were 19, you were a fucking idiot.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We really love each other.
I think the whole panel agrees on that.
Do you still have that plaque?
Wait, who else is here? Martin's here.
Do you still have that plaque?
I do.
Can you bring it to work if we do a third season?
Sure, if we do a third season, I'll bring it to work.
So this whole season's in the can, as they say?
Yeah, we finished in November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many eps?
10 eps.
Thanks for repeating my ridiculous abbreviation.
When did it go from eppies to eps?
It was never eppies.
No, that never happened.
It was never
Omar
eppies?
And Mike really lobbied to change it to eps. And they got their way. They refused to come out of their trailer until we did that. So, Adam Scott, you've been in a ton of movies, too many to name. But if I had to pick a favorite of all your movie roles, I would say that would be the part you played in Torque.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were awesome in that.
Yeah, Torque. Len Moulton only gave it 1.5 stars, which is just ridiculous. I'm gonna, next time I see Len, I'm going to slap him gently. He called it ultra dumb, often laughable. But didn't you think you were being funny when you were making it? Because I thought you were hilarious.
Oh, thanks. I thought we were all being hilarious.
Right. It's supposed to be kind of a comedy, right?
Yeah. I think it's kind of a unique mix of a studio wanting to make a Fast and the Furious movie, and then a director wanting to make fun of Fast and the Furious, and then some actors wanting to be in Fast and the Furious, and then some actors wanting to make fun of Fast and the Furious. Because there were like some dudes in the movie that would be like, we'd be getting ready to shoot a scene, and they would be doing curls before, because they had like sleeveless leather vests on. They would be doing curls so their muscles are all big for when they're rolling camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, people do that? That's crazy.
I did it before we came out here.
No, I know. But this is a podcast, so it's different.
Feel it.
Jesus.
Fucking, yeah.
He's ripped.
Yeah.
Cut. You were in my favorite one of my favorite movies ever made, Ken Marino. It's called Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American
I feel like the Actors
Summer.
Studio guy. I got so serious there.
Wet Hot.
Yeah, I love that movie. And
thanks.
The van, when you crash the van into the tree, that's like one of the best vans crashing into a tree gags I've ever seen.
Thank you.
In motion picture history.
I was with David Wayne, who wrote and directed it, mm-hmm. the other day, and we were laughing about
name dropping
about how stupid it is, because I'm not looking away. I'm driving straight. I'm
you
looking
drive
where
right
I'm driving.
It.
It's like, why am I so surprised that I'm about to drive into a tree? I'd never look away. So I'm like singing, and then I'm like, oh fuck! It's like as if the tree jumped out, you know. That wasn't the intention.
Yeah, it's amazing. It makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Yeah, that movie's rad.
And Martin Starr, to, you know, continue to spread the love.
Martin's here?
Yes.
He's right here.
Camouflage hoodie callback.
Shit.
Knocked Up, you are the dude that had the crazy, couldn't stop growing his facial hair because of a bet or a dare, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my question for you is... there are no wrong answers. My question for you is, did you enjoy not having to shave, or was that a fucking itchy motherfucker?
I already
grew out that much.
I already wasn't shaving, so that's how that
happened. Was already your thing?
It wasn't. We sat down in rehearsals, and that question popped up. Evan had played that with, or had heard of it, or played it when he was a kid, and he was one of the co-producers on it, so...
He played the beard game when he was a kid?
Thank you for asking
what I was thinking, yeah. Second chair.
That's what he said. If you want to talk to him about it, you're welcome to.
What's his number?
He is Jewish, right?
They get a little, so that
makes
sense.
Hairy on the curve. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure. Here we go.
Or Greek. Maybe he's Greek. Hold on.
Either way, it works. Anyway. Works for me.
It's all Greek.
Seven?
I'm glad I asked you about that.
Is that it?
I think Ken's getting Evan on the phone.
Hey, Evan. Did you have a beard when you were a kid? Oh. All right.
What'd he say?
It's not important.
But we were all just talking about it.
Adam, it's not important.
Okay.
Have you guys been to the movies lately? Any of you?
Yeah.
Any movie?
I saw Greenberg.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I actually
right, I saw it too. I agree with everybody else.
I went with
No. I'm just kidding.
I thought it was terrific. I thought it was really good. Did you like it?
Terrific character study. Interesting characters.
Okay, Doug.
Funniest abortion movie I've ever seen.
I'm just trying to spin it because I just like the whole time I just thought it needed somebody to walk in and go, "Oh, Greenberg."
Oh, right.
Like there's no character that really says, "Come on, dude."
Right.
You know, until later in the movie.
Till at the end, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, you know,
But I love the movies of Noah Baumbach in general.
Me too. I even like the one that everyone didn't, or a lot of people didn't
Mary
like.
Mary Lou's Wedding?
Yeah, Mary Lou's Wedding.
Mary Lou at the Wedding, yeah. With Tenacious D was in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the audience here will correct you when you comedically get something wrong. It's Margot. Excuse me,
sorry.
Gentlemen on the panel, it's Margot. And I want my country back. That's the next thing. Next thing they yell.
I think I feel like I've seen more movies, but I can't. I don't remember.
Oh yeah,
well, I just saw 2012, which was excellent.
Did you watch it at home on your big screen TV?
What format did you watch that in? Yeah, a big screen.
I watched
home?
It on a Blu-ray.
Yeah, nice.
Blu-ray, nice and clear.
Yeah, no, it was high def, 1080p.
And you liked it?
I mean, okay.
Have you been in something like that? Like a big things blown up and torque is as
torque
crazy as it gets.
That's about as close.
Well, you're about to be in Piranha.
Yeah. Piranha 3D.
Piranha 3D.
Yeah. Oh, you're in
that?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's going to be some hot shit.
You like whip your dick out and it flies out in our faces?
Yeah. Did you?
No, that's what I would hope for from Piranha 3D. And a piranha swims up.
There is actually a scene in it.
I knew it.
Where someone's dick gets ripped off by a piranha.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you have to. You got piranhas. You got to have somebody's dick ripped off.
Yeah.
Martin, any movies lately? Like on a plane or something? Or
what?
Any? You see any movies? Like in a hotel room or?
I actually don't watch any movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Did. When your buddy Adam said you want to come be on I Love Movies, did it cross your mind that might be an issue?
No.
What about you, Ken? Any movies lately? I got one if you don't.
Yeah, no, I went out and saw or that
Doesn't
I watched at home.
We just love to talk about movies here.
Yeah, I love movies.
People write to me on Twitter sometimes. You stray too much from movies.
Yeah,
all right,
I watched.
Let's keep it on movies then.
I just watched. The hell did I watch?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, the last movie I saw in the theater was Avatar.
Okay.
And I don't like 3D.
Welcome to 2010.
Yeah, I don't like 3D. I don't like 3D. I don't.
You're uncomfortable with the glasses.
I don't like it.
I guess I won't be inviting you to the Piranha 3D premiere.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, put foot in mouth. What else have I seen? Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That should have been in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
Which Lizzie Kaplan was in. It was on our show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the short film that Lizzie Kaplan did with T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
The alcoholic one?
Yeah.
Successful Alcoholics?
Awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, awesome.
That's very entertaining. That's showing up at like film festivals and stuff around
She was
around
great
the world.
In Hot Tub Time. And Cordry, too, was amazing.
I didn't understand. Did her character have some real motivation for being so fascinated with hooking up with John Cusack's character? She was like good to go from the first
scene. She liked him.
And there was never really
an explanation. There's that like connection, you know, that
I was hired to play a role, so I'm going to pretend to like this older dude for no reason.
Yeah. Okay, that connection. Okay. Yeah.
She was like, excuse me, everybody, I am the coolest chick in the world. Come here. That was her part.
Yeah.
Well said.
She had to put it out there right from the get-go. Yeah. But I saw a movie this very afternoon as research for this program called The Vicious Kind. Vicious Kind, that Adam Scott here stars in and does an amazing job.
You saw it?
Yeah, I watched it today.
Nominated for an Academy Award.
I Netflixed
Adam
that
was nominated
shit.
For an Academy
Award. He was overlooked for that, Ken.
Independent Spirit Award. Independent Spirit Award.
No, did not.
Independent Spirit Award.
He actually was.
No, same.
He was nominated.
True.
But should have won. Who'd you lose to that? Jeremy Renner prick?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Bridges, that asshole. How come it's something that Jeff Bridges is in can be called an independent movie?
Well, I think when they made it, I think when they made Crazy Heart, it was an independent movie, and then it got
somebody picked
up.
But you know what I mean? Once he's on board, it's going to get picked up, you know? Like, that's how Iron Man got picked up.
Yeah.
Really, it was an independent movie.
Oh, Jeff Bridges is in this?
Yeah.
Sold.
Because when they first
is he willing to shave his head?
Yeah. Iron Man was a $3 million movie.
Shot in like a week.
They made it in Winnipeg.
You ever see Fat City?
Yeah, like John Bridgeston?
Yeah.
I was just talking about that.
I don't know. I haven't been hanging out with you lately.
Someone was just talking about it.
I don't know. Help me.
It's weird how things happen like that. Like,
yeah.
You'll hear about one thing in one place.
Stacey
Keach.
Hear
about it somewhere else in another place.
Stacey Keach and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
John Huston movie.
Classic.
Oh, Dan Etheridge was just talking about it.
It's an awesome movie.
Who was talking about?
If you haven't seen it, it's a great seven.
We're going to solve the mystery for all the listeners that some guy nobody's heard of was talking about.
Dan Etheridge produces Party Down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's still a pointless story to get to the end of, but.
I love that guy. Do you guys ever drive home from the set in your pink ties after a long night and get a lot of weird looks from people driving by?
We each stall four of them at the end of the season.
That's true. That's a true story.
Yeah.
We brought Martin down mostly to verify what Ken and Adam put out there because they're a couple of liars who like to lie all the time.
You know what I just watched yesterday and today was Private Parts, which I hadn't seen in a long time.
You broke it up?
I broke it up over a couple days.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I hadn't seen it in like 10 years. What did you think
it's
of that
a solid
movie, Doug?
Movie.
Is that the Howard Stern movie?
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, it's very good.
The only thing I didn't like about it, I thought Giamatti was excellent.
Yeah,
he's great.
But that anyone sits around kind of proud of themselves for calling someone pig vomit, like that's a clever thing to call somebody, is a little weird.
Yeah, and you know, some of the comedy bits, whatever, I think it's kind of an impressive movie that Howard Stern chose to make a movie about himself, and they actually went and made like a good little movie.
Yeah, and like he's in it, and he plays himself, which is kind of awesome.
No shit. Ken.
No, but I mean, we're at UCB.
You know what else he plays? He's a disc jockey in it.
Yeah,
I saw it too. He talks on the radio and says offensive things.
We're at UCB. I'm yes ending you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
For God's sake.
But that is a solid movie. That woman that directed it, Betsy Thomas.
Yeah,
Betty Thomas.
Yeah. Hill Street Blues.
The audience gets right up your ass.
Right there.
Say anything wrong. It's Betty. Turn around, it's Betty Thomas.
Whatever happened to Sergeant...
How fucking dare you. But she has made more money than any female director in the history of...
More than Penny Marshall?
Female director.
Why, because she directed
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah,
directed Dr. Doolittle, and I think she did The Squeakquel to...
Really?
One of those. She did one of those big hits recently.
It's a chipmunk movie.
It's weird because... Private Parts and
Brady
The
Bunch.
Late Shift.
Brady Bunch.
The Late Shift also was awesome. And then she went and made the shitty little animal movies.
Wait, Late Shift?
You didn't like Dr. Doolittle?
Yes, that Late Shift.
Wait, Late Shift?
The Letterman Leno thing.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the movie that...
I can't think of one thing or the other thing.
Michael Keaton's big breakout movie, Night Shift.
I
always say Gung Ho was the big breakout movie.
For Michael Keaton. Second.
Let's play the Len Maltin game, you guys.
they're really excited about that. Is this a common thing? Do you guys always play the Leonard Maltin
game? We try to play it in every episode. I think we ran out of time once.
Oh.
Once.
Yeah.
What movie? Ran out of time once. Once.
Johnny Dangerously?
And you didn't even need Leonard Maltin's book for that.
Well, neither did I. What was it?
I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to the guy in the Star Wars, like, awesome, cool thing, and he's got, like, some sort of edible wristband on. He's got two bananas in his hand. This guy's fucking awesome.
Are you on ecstasy?
He's got his pants in cuffs, like cuffed up twice.
I think he might be on ecstasy.
His one shoelace is undone. He's got sunglasses on. It couldn't be darker in here. And he's got a hat on that's got some sort of, I don't know what it is.
Like
is
tribal.
It? It's like a tribal.
A can of sugar-free Red Bull.
And it looks like it's never been worn. Turn around. Is there a tag?
From South Dakota.
Ah. Yeah. Well, there you go. It's from South Dakota.
We solved that riddle.
He's got a Red Bull, couple bananas. It's dark, and he's wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Red Bull.
Blues Brothers.
Red Bull and two bananas.
What's that you're showing us? What is that?
What's the eye test that we're doing right now?
I love it.
They are going to make a sequel to Private Parts?
They should.
Oh, well. That's neither here nor there.
He was trying to tell us telepathically earlier that we should talk about the need for a Private Parts sequel. Because no one knows what's happened to Howard Stern's story since the end of the movie. Like what happened to that guy? Let's get an update.
I have an idea. Let's talk about things that...
Oh, for a cock's sake.
No!
That's horrible.
There were a couple of people nodding off, so I spilled water on them.
That's just because you told Ken he was drunk at the top of the show.
Payback.
I thought he was doing like a drunk thing, but it turns out he's just having a couple beers. Let's play the Len Moulton game.
Now, do you like the app?
The Len Moulton app?
I mean, I know it's probably better than carrying the book around, but do you find the app to actually save time and everything, or is it less fun than flipping through a book?
I like it because the print is really small.
This is
a little bigger and illuminated. Uh-huh. And also I just like that I can just sort of set aside the movies. Like I used to have to put Post-it notes inside the book for every page. And this just makes it a little easier.
Do you have a theme song for this part of the show?
No. No, I just say let's play the Leonard Maltin game and that could happen, or someone could talk to a guy about his bananas for 10 minutes. Like you don't know which way it's gonna go when I say it's time for the Leonard Maltin game.
It's true. You said once, right? Once you didn't make it to the we're going for two. The squeakquel.
Can you overdose on potassium?
I think so.
We're gonna find out.
Yep.
ODP.
I'm down with it.
You know me. Okay. This is the topic in honor of Party Down premiering second season on Starz on April 23rd.
With a Z.
These are all, the category is all movies that are currently playing on Starz.
Oh. Ah.
Yeah. We'll see how well you know your network.
Ah.
Which would be not at all. Why would you be like scouring the guide, finding out what movies they're playing on Starz?
Who has Starz?
We got some folks with Starz, so please don't yell out the answers. Because I'm sure you have no other cable channels and have memorized their schedule. We'll start here on this end of the table with Martin, and we'll let you pick the year, so you get to kind of guide this thing. Do you want a movie from 2000, 95, or
1974?
1974. I don't have any 74s. 2009, 95, or 2000?
I didn't know this was multiple choice. Is the whole thing multiple choice?
It might help you.
What?
If you pick a year that's like a more memorable year for you.
What are my options?
2000, 95, or 2009?
2009.
That'd be the like a really recent movie.
I love it.
Fairly recent.
I still won't know it.
Okay. Vicious Kind.
Is it The Vicious Kind?
No, it's not on Starz.
Maybe. This movie was made in 2009. It's on Starz right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a reasonable turnaround.
Yeah, no, I totally.
Leonard Maltin gives this 2 stars. And I'll tell you the genre. It's kind of like a drama crime thriller. And I'll give you one clue about it, that Mel says about it. It's sort of a version of Fatal Attraction. That's a good clue, right?
The hand that rocks the cradle.
That's not how you play the game, Mark.
No, that's skipping way ahead. Saving us a lot of time. How many names do you think you can get it in?
How many names are there?
7.
7.
He says he can name it in 7. Adam, can you name it in less names?
I think I can name it in 3 names.
Do I get to go again? Adam.
It'll come back around to you. Ken?
It won't come back around. 3 names?
No.
You're going to tell Adam name that movie?
Name that movie.
All right, Adam. I have a good feeling you could do it because of your reaction when you heard it's 2009 and it's a version of Fatal Attraction, but yeah. But maybe you need the names. Matthew Humphreys?
Shit.
Christine Lottie?
Delicious. Another good one. I would have had it by now.
And your third name is Jerry O'Connell.
That would be Obsessed.
Obsessed is correct. Nicely played, Adam Scott.
I have that on my Netflix queue.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
That queue gets fucking long.
Yeah, it's a big, long queue.
You start looking at it going, I gotta take some shit off of my queue. It becomes like you get, it gets weird.
This shitty movie I haven't seen. Let me put that on my queue.
And then I look at the poster,
I'm like, well, no, I'm
but
not
now,
gonna watch
now
it.
You also have the instant queue, which is another like 73 movies.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's the shit.
You don't even pay attention to the DVD queue
anymore? No. I just go to the instant queue because it's getting better and better.
Yeah, Jesus.
Anyway.
Oh, the state of things.
I can't believe what's happened to the world.
Let's start with Martin again. I like when he picks the year.
You like that part?
Yeah, 2000. It's fun banter we have.
Here we go.
2000, 1995, or 2001.
Wait, are we not? We're not playing for people.
This is just between he and I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Adam's right. Actually, I always forget to get players for you guys to play for.
Oh, sure.
And now, especially now that you already have a point, Adam, that means this gentleman knows who to pick. Who would you like to be? What's your name?
Matt.
And who would you like to play for you?
Adam.
Smart man.
Yeah. I think you kind of set him up so he would have felt stupid if he hadn't have picked Adam.
Matt?
Or he would have been like a genius if he picked one of you guys and then you pulled it out. Then everybody would have went insane.
Well, Adam knows way
but
more
he went
about
the
movies
simple
than
way.
We do.
Matt.
He does?
You probably read the article in Backstage Magazine that Adam is a...
He's a movie buff. It's not just Avatar that's getting him out of the house.
I left one of them up there in the back. Someone got lucky. Maybe they'll ask you to sign it later.
What's your
Good
name, young
Lord.
Lady?
Colleen,
which one of these other two solid players
You don't want to pick me. I'm just going to tell you.
He's talking you out of it.
I
say pick him anyway.
Shit. I'm not. You're
Come
not
on,
gonna
Adam's going to win.
Either.
This is all a waste of time.
That's true.
And what's what's your name?
Who are you going to pick?
All right, so Ken's going to play for you, Ryan. So, yeah.
Hey, Matt, you're dead to me.
Matt's going to... Mark, isn't it? Matt. Matt's going to win a bag full of things.
Pot?
No, I don't give away pot, but that's a good idea. Yeah. All right, so did you pick a year?
Huh.
What? 2095 or 2001?
2001.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Were you born in 2001?
Len gives this a generous three-star rating. It's from 2001, and the genre is drama. It's a drama.
Good dramatic movie. Good dramatic movie, and it's right after 9/11.
It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel to, this movie brings a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel to life. That's the clue. And there are 12 names. Martin Starr, start the bidding.
Can you start at the top of the list as opposed to the bottom?
No, sir. Just no switcheroonies.
Absolutely not.
No flippy floppies. But you can say 12 names. I bet you'd get it in 12 names, maybe.
Fucking A, 12 names.
12 names. Here we go.
I'm sorry. Now I just feel guilty for two people. I don't know shit about movies.
Adam?
I'll go 6 names.
All right.
You could have just said 11.
Two names.
Ken Marino can get it in two names. So Martin Starr, to win the point, all you have to do is say name that movie, Ken Marino.
I get to win a point? Name.
I think you'll win.
Ken Marino, name that movie.
Because that's tough.
Did I say his name right, though? Do I have to say his name
now,
right?
Now, if he doesn't get it, do we get another shot at it?
No, Martin gets the point.
Fuck yeah.
It's set up so people who aren't good at it can still win points.
Okay,
two names.
Okay.
There we go.
Bam.
This is how we're going to do it.
The names are Mark Lawrence. Mark is spelled with a C, not a K.
I know.
Okay. And and then the next name is Janetta Arnetta.
Notebook. The Notebook.
Notebook is incorrect. He's on his feet, though. He's on his feet. Very proud of his incorrect answer.
Ken.
Sometimes it's about getting the crowd on your side. It's not about winning. It's about being the favorite.
Ken, you got it wrong. You got it wrong.
Oh. Oh.
I'll read the rest of the names so that Adam Scott can impress everybody by jumping in with the answer. Larry Pine, Jason Bear, Gordon Pinsett.
The Hours?
No. Rhys Ifans, Scott Glenn, Pete Postlethwaite.
Jesus.
Kate Blanchett, Judy Dench, Julianne Moore.
Oh, the shipping
and
news?
Kevin Spacey, that's right. He looks at me like, the shipping news? Could it be that movie that most people in this room have never seen or cared for if they did?
Can you check and make sure it's not The Notebook?
Let me double check. A man beaten down by life is brought by circumstance to his ancestral home of Newfoundland. Did The Notebook take in Newfoundland?
Yes.
Take place in Newfoundland?
Yes. Ryan Gosling was.
I love that you thought The Notebook won a Pulitzer.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part. I just heard it was based on a book. But I wouldn't know any either way. That's how it's possible. It's very possible that I would have thought that. It's true.
All right, so Martin gets the point, and we start the.
Fuck yeah.
That's absurd that Martin got a point for that. Yeah.
You need to figure
that's
out
part
the
of the fun of the game.
Is
that the best player doesn't always win.
Pick a fight with the game, bro. It's not me. It's the game.
Maybe
don't hate
I will.
The player. Hate the game.
Maybe I will.
Fight that game. Punch the Leonard Maltin game in the face. Pick between these years, Adam. 2095 or 2008?
95.
I'm going to go 95.
Nice. One person clap for that.
It's a person I went to see Greenberg with.
2.5 stars. Oh,
my life's in turnaround.
How do you do it? No, that's not it. How do you do it, Len Walton? 2.5 stars. That's ridiculous. This is 3.5 at best. I mean, at least. It's a crime mystery thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that Len says about it: the film is oozing with atmosphere and period detail. Yeah.
Thank God you said period.
Right.
Detail.
Sounds horrible.
It's a good thing I said with atmosphere and
period.
Because if it was just the film is oozing period detail, then you'd all just pound your buzzers and yell Carrie. All right. There are 10 names. Start the bidding with Adam Scott.
You only get one shot at saying the amount of names.
No, the bidding can go all the way until somebody next to you says name that movie.
I'll start it at 5 names.
Yeah, I like that. Bold move. Ken Marino?
Oh, Jesus.
Name that movie.
He says name that movie.
Well,
you're going to let him take the whole thing down right here and now.
He did it.
Do you want
to... Oh, wow. Marino's on his feet.
Do you want a shot at it?
He's itching his elbows.
Does Martin want a shot at it?
No, name that movie.
He doesn't get a shot at it.
All right.
Ken thinks he has a winning formula here. I'm
now
looking
I know
at the
how
names.
It works. I'm going to get the goddamn point.
I'm looking at the names. I'll be very impressed if you get this, Adam.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Now I'm just standing.
Gernard Birks was in this movie.
The best.
Gernard Birks, okay.
The best.
Lisa Nicole Carson.
Lisa Nicole Carson, okay.
You know who she is?
Nope.
She's a big booby lady on Ally McBeal, that's right.
Okay.
Albert Hall was in this movie. Mel Winkler. The great Mel Winkler.
The great Mel Winkler, yeah.
And then Terry Kinney is your fifth name.
L.A. Confidential?
Oh, that's a great guess.
God damn
it. But it's wrong.
God damn it.
It's Devil in the Blue Dress.
Whoa!
Yeah, Denzel Washington in L.A. instead of Russell Crowe in
God
L.A.
damn it.
That's right.
So that was a good guess.
The only thing I remember about that movie is when he's having sex with that woman, and she's like, "You're hitting my spot. You're hitting my spot. You're hitting my spot."
Now that means, are you going over to my place, right?
Sort of.
And Don Cheadle was in that movie as a character named Mouse, and he didn't get nominated for supporting actor, but he should have, I thought.
Yeah, that was like his breakout.
Yeah, yeah,
role.
He was fantastic.
I'm so mad that I didn't get that.
I'm pissed at you.
Don't beat yourself up.
You got the point.
It's a tied match. The next person to get a point.
Yeah.
Marino's up out of his seat again. He likes to go over and high-five the guy he's playing for.
Well, I was the last guy picked. I feel like the last guy in the, you know, in the kickball team in elementary
Shut
school.
Shut the fuck up.
Fair enough.
I hope we get to do another season.
I'll have you guys back on. That's not a problem. I'll have you on in my next season. The former stars of stars. All right. It's a great show, by the way, so watch it. And that Ryan Hansen guy is really funny. He's yeah. on Veronica Mars, and I like him.
All right, enough.
Let's see. So we'll start with Martin down here on my end, and you get to pick a year, 2000 or 2008.
Just the two choices?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting down to it.
Ken, what
we
are you doing?
We don't need many more movies because this next one point's going to decide it.
Yep.
What did he just do?
Steve was just checking the door.
How about I pick the year?
Yeah, I think it's Ken's.
Martin could let you pick the year if you want.
I would if
he gave a shit about me.
I would have said that, but he said it for me.
Which year do you think Ken doesn't want, 2000 or 2008?
I think he's better off than I am at either year. I'm going to say 2008.
Ah, bam.
Yeah, that'll get you, Ken.
Okay. Pretty reasonable 3.5 stars. I might go 4. One of my favorite movies of 2008.
I wish I knew you better.
Yeah, right? If you could get in my head. Minimalist filmmaking at its best. What do you think of that?
Eraserhead.
2008.
Oh. Eraserhead 2.
It, for genre, it says romance and crime. Let me double check. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about crime or romance. What the fuck? We could just call it a drama.
How
it
old is Malton
suitable
now?
Perfectly suitable drama. And there are 7 names. We start the bidding with Martin.
2008.
Bid 7
romance
names
and crime,
like.
But not really romance and crime.
How many names, Martin?
3.5 stars.
You don't really care that much, do you?
Oh, whether...
Good.
That poor girl.
7
the
names,
things
that's
in
all?
This bag are going to help pay her rent.
I can't imagine what's in that bag. I don't want to think about it, though.
So you want to go 7 names, probably?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 names,
2008.
Adam.
I'll go 6 names.
Wow. Fucking risky, bro.
Name that show.
Wow. Somebody's not from around here. He calls movies shows.
All right. All right,
okay.
Let's do it.
You might not be able to get this. I don't know. We'll see. Well, Ken is folding up his clothes like George Clooney style. Did you just come from first class on a plane? Is that why you had the nice jacket and tie?
First
and...
class on a plane.
Okay, where, here's your 6
that's
names.
Where you right. wear, that's right. where you wear your good suits?
That's where George Clooney did that movie. All right. Richard Kind was in this movie. 7th build. Not to be confused with Vicious Kind. Oh, here we go. Ken's got another beer.
I just called up JetBlue.
Yeah.
And they don't have first class, so now I don't know what the hell I'm going to do when I'm going back to
That's what you
Vegas.
Dressed up for?
Yeah. I dress up for first class on a plane.
Yeah. Oh, you know you should get a Southwest flight then because for first class.
Southwest is festival seating. It doesn't have any
God
first
damn,
class.
I hate the standing room section. There's always some
festival
hippie girl
seating.
Dancing around. Michael Cumstey. Marion Seldes.
Wait.
Ham Asbas.
Wow.
Ham Abbas. It's a foreign name.
Is this a Bollywood flick?
Dana Guerrero.
Shit.
Haz Shaiman, who I think is on... he plays
well,
on
don't,
Edie
come
Falco
on. Don't
show.
Give him any hints, sorry. For fuck's sake, man.
I think that's that guy. I might be wrong. Anyway... Those are the 6 names that you have.
You got it. Come
on. I'll
give
you the clue again. It's
Is it
a,
The Visitor?
That's correct. Oh, Adam Scott. Immediately you're going up in the brackets to come back and compete against the likes of Patton Oswalt, Gould, Jerry O'Connell. Yes, the Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
Those are all top scoring players.
Now wait, who was on just a couple weeks ago who was getting them with no name?
Anthony Jeselnik is the all-time champion.
That was
pretty
crazy.
He's who you're going to have to try to take down.
Jeselnik,
yes.
I thought I could get obsessed with no names, but I thought I would look like too much of an asshole if I said that, and then got it wrong, so... I still ended up looking like an asshole, though.
No, you were terrific.
No, I think
you're
really,
really good.
You were really...
Thank you.
You played the game fairly, and didn't have to stand up and move around and
I'll take that.
Fold clothes. You just sat there, focused and intense, and,
Well,
and I could actually see you, instead of wearing camouflage. That's rude to the host.
The Visitor, terrific movie.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of that
year. That's why
year.
I say 4 stars and one of the best of that year. Yeah.
I would say the best. What was better than that year?
The Dark Knight. But
come on!
Boo.
Come on. It's an opinion. Fuck off, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Martin's
calm
got
down?
My back. But, no, people like
that
to
didn't
boo
work out
about
at all.
These things. No, that was good. You put them in their place.
People are really opinionated about
movies.
They might
never boo again.
So you don't think The Dark Knight was overrated? Just a little.
You know, let's face it. Over time, I'm going to love it less and less. But at the time, it just really hit the spot for me.
Yeah.
And
You're hitting my spot. You're hitting my spot.
Call back.
What about the end of The Dark Knight when they did the...
Okay, spoilers, everybody.
Spoiler
what's
alert.
The Michael Douglas Demi Moore movie with the Michael Crichton... Disclosure? What about the disclosure, like digital, and where they're seeing through walls and seeing with sonar, they can see everything? And
yeah, that wasn't my favorite part.
Why did you... What the hell's going on?
Well, you know, you knew The Visitor because you worked with Richard Jenkins on Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Step Brothers. How about that?
Yeah, Richard Jenkins was incredible, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
was so good.
Unbelievable.
He's incredible in everything, though.
He's great.
I just watched him in Flirting with Disaster.
I just watched him in he's awesome in Flirting with Disaster. Yeah. I just watched him in Rumor Has It.
Oh.
Now, let me ask you this.
Wait a second. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
That movie is so unbelievably stinky.
What the hell?
How could that happen?
I never saw
it. What happened?
I don't know.
Well, here's a question. What happened with Rob Reiner? Because, like... He did like
with each movie he makes a movie worse than the last, and he's made some shit lately.
Like what happened?
And it keeps getting worse. I don't know. He's got premature Gary Marshall disease or something.
But he made Spinal Tap.
He made amazing movies.
Princess Bride.
He made great movies.
The Sure Thing was good.
Stand By Me, holy shit.
Stand By Me was great. But
oh
then after
God.
That...
Well, no, when Harry Met Sally is fucking
when
awesome.
Harry Met Sally, but like
Harry
North. I think North is when it all went south.
Yeah. The hell happened?
All right, so you win, my friend Matt. Yeah, you win a two Trunk to Dweet t-shirt available at donkeytees.com. You win a bottle of Spill It Cleanup, Spill Clean from the good people at Formula 420. You win a copy
Wait, what is that?
It's the stuff if you spill something.
It's like Goo Gone.
It'll clean it up.
But why is it called Formula 420?
It doesn't work for sperm. It works for
Goo Gone.
Bong water. It's for bong water.
Oh,
Goo
really?
Gone is not for sperm? Well, I guess it could be.
I've never heard of it until you said it, and it sounds dirty and racist. And then you get a copy of Doug Benson Unbalanced Load that's available on Comedy Central Records. And this was given to me by someone who knew that I was passionate about Gerard Butler. but I want to pay that forward. So this was given to me at a show in Portland this last weekend at the Aladdin Theater. Somebody gave me a Gerard Butler I'm a fan license plate frame. And I want you to have it, Matt.
Wow.
A mutual friend of a few of ours, I don't know if Martin knows him, but Tall John Schrader, as a joke, will put a license plate frame on his friend's cars without telling them, and they drive around for a few days.
Yeah.
So you could do that with this. Put it on like on some dude's car, and he'll get funny looks from people all day long going, why are you so into Gerard Butler?
That's great.
When John did it to me, he put a been there, done that on the back of my car. And I noticed it right away, because that's like, because I hadn't been there yet, but I...
But you will eventually do it.
I will do that, yeah.
I'm just wondering if the license plate is just saying Gerard Butler, I'm a fan, or if it's saying Gerard Butler, I'm a fan. Like,
no, I think that's it. I think that she wanted me to pull in front of him in traffic,
right?
And then him like honk the pull over. I want to meet you.
So it's
you.
Like actively addressing Gerard Butler.
That's so specific.
Yeah,
she's gonna be mad at me for regifting it, but I there's no way it's ending up on my car, and I don't want to. I don't want to just have it sit at home. Do you guys have anything you want to plug besides Party Down's season 2 premiere on Stars?
Go buy Backstage Magazine.
April 23rd.
April 23rd.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Parks and Recreation.
9 o'clock Central.
Parks and Recreation.
Adam left.
Adam is
Adam's joining the cast in the fall. We'll see you on there. Parks and Rec.
I think... I start the last two episodes of this season, so I'll start like in the middle of May.
Well, let me just say, before you get into it, make sure that you check yourself before you Parks and Rec yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, I really just said that.
Thank you,
Doug. And Martin, you got anything coming out that we should know about?
Well, his paintball team is... is like in the finals, semifinals. I'm not sure what it is.
We're in the.
What are they called? What's the name of your team again?
The Running Faggots.
They're quite good. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's an ironic name.
No. Actually, the majority of the team is gay.
And you guys are always running.
Well, we're running away from
stay
paintballs.
Still, you faggots. I got some plugs. I'm going to do a live I Love Movies taping Wednesday, April 28th at the Irvine Improv in beautiful Irvine, California. And so come out to that if you... Don't make noises.
What?
Don't make noises.
What's the problem with Irvine?
There's a lot of great people in there down there. And then my buddy Graham Elwood and I will be at Good Nights in Raleigh, April 30th through May 2nd. Totally farting our way through North Carolina. And I'll be at Hyenas in Dallas. May 6th through 8th with David Huntsberger. And the first night is free. You get in for free the first night there. So come on down. We've got pillows. And we've got mallets. And we'll make sure you get a good night's sleep. Last thing, Ken, anything you want to plug?
Nah.
What do you got anything coming out?
I got
Party Down.
No, Party Down's coming out. Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh no, Children's Hospital.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome,
Hospital.
Right?
Doing that. Yeah.
That starts in July?
I don't know when it comes out.
I think it's July.
I don't know.
On Adult Swim.
I honestly don't know when it
comes out. Ken's is one of the
Rob Corddry's show. He created the show. It was a web series and then it got picked up for Adult Swim, and it's a pretty cool show. Rob's on it, and Rob Corddry, Megan Mullally. Myself, Malin Ackerman.
And Megan Mullally's on Party Down this season as well.
That's right.
It's true.
All right. I can name that show in eight names.
Name it. Name
Megan
that show.
Megan Mullally. What's your name again?
It's Ryan.
And who'd you want me to call a shithead? I forgot already.
Brady.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Who?
Brady. It's a buddy of mine.
Brady is...
Wait, wasn't it... Didn't you give me a celebrity name the first time I asked? You said Brady the first time? And Brady again. The first time I swear I heard something different.
I heard you say something different.
I'm going to say because
I heard you say
he's my guy. Brady is
said Jeff Bridges.
Brady, you shithead.
Why would you say Jeff Bridges in the first place?
When I find you, Brady, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to punch you in the teeth.
Yeah.
You shithead.
You're going to eat it.
Jeff Bridges is a shithead and Brady's a shithead.
Yeah.